Good afternoon, good people, and welcome to Washington Theological Union. It's October 22nd, and we're beginning our Newman Scotus Symposium. Father James McCurry, who is the Minister Provincial of St. Anthony Province, is going to do the introduction. I'm Father Ed Andreco. I'm privileged to be the moderator. Father James.
Thank you very much, Father Ed. I'd like to welcome all of you to this symposium on behalf of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Great Britain and Ireland and the Franciscan International Study Centre in Canterbury, County Kent, England, the co-sponsors of this symposium. And on behalf of the Franciscans, I can say from the bottom of my heart how positively delighted we are that this symposium is taking place and that it's taking place at such a prestigious venue as the Washington Theological Union. So we're grateful for all of the organizers of this. I'd like to begin by reading a letter to all of you from the Minister General of the Order of Friars Minor Conventual. Dear participants in the Newman Scotus Symposium, I greet you with great joy as you meet at the Washington Theological Union this weekend to launch a carefully prepared academic study of the contours in the thought of the newly beatified Blessed John Henry Newman and the theologian disciple of St. Francis of Assisi, Blessed John Duns Scotus. Both scholars labored in England, and as I understand it, until now, little research has been done not only to suggest but to prove several significant similarities in their thought, which is your goal. This past spring, when I was first alerted that this symposium was to take place on October 22nd to 24th, my immediate reaction was to encourage the conveners and to pray for its success. One of my most ardent passions is to look for ways to creatively put into practice the authentic spirit of the Second Vatican Council, to show the continuity in tradition, even as we read the signs of the times with openness to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Blessed Newman and Blessed Scotus anticipated the questions raised at the Council. It is up to the presenters and participants to demonstrate convincingly how they did so, and the perennial wisdom in their replies. May your labors extend not only for the time of the symposium, but afterwards, with sound follow-up in the formation of many loyal devotees to the thought of Blessed Newman and Blessed Scotus. May you ignite a fire to demonstrate convincingly how their ideas speak to our secularized world about the primacy of Christ and the primacy of love. In his beatification homily, the Holy Father recognized Blessed Newman in the long line of saints and scholars who grace the islands making up the United Kingdom today. He mentioned Blessed Scotus specifically. May the day come soon when you can bring your conclusions to our scholarly Holy Father, who has spoken about Blessed Scotus several times during his pontificate. In fact, his addresses this past March reminded our brother Dominicans and us Franciscans not to forget, in the midst of many ministerial responsibilities, that there is an intellectual component to our vocations from the time of our founders. May we, clerics, professed, and laity, respond to his clarion call under the protection of the Mother of God, the Mother of Beautiful Love. Affectionately, Friar Marco Tasca, OFM CONV, Minister General. The 19th century Oxford movement, in which Blessed John Henry Newman was a participant, evoked the medieval golden age of Blessed John Duns Scotus, late 13th century professor at Oxford. Two spiritual and intellectual giants of one isle, with its own rich Catholic intellectual tradition. The Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, as just indicated in the letter of the Minister General, highlighted that tradition in his homily at the beatification of Cardinal Newman on the 19th of September this year in Birmingham, England. Let me quote, "He, Blessed John Henry Newman, is worthy to take his place in a long line of saints and scholars from these islands, St. Bede, St. Hilda, St. Aelred, Blessed Dun Scotus, to name but a few. In Blessed John Henry, that tradition of gentle scholarship, deep human wisdom, and profound love for the Lord has borne rich fruit as a sign of the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit deep within the heart of God's people." Accenting this image of the heart, the theme of the Holy Father's pilgrimage through Scotland and England was taken from the motto of Blessed Cardinal Newman, Cor ad cor loquitur, heart speaks unto heart. The heart, as a symbol of supernatural charity, binding humanity to God and God to humanity, fittingly serves as an icon for all of the reflections that this symposium will contemplate. Blessed John Dun Scotus wrote of this theme, "God wills to love. God wills to be loved. God wills to have co-lovers of himself." Both Blessed Scotus and Blessed Newman understood that the one human person who stands forever foremost in God's unfolding plan of love is the Immaculate Virgin Mary. Let us formally begin this Newman Scotus Symposium, then, by bowing our heads and joining our hearts in the prayer to Mary of Blessed Newman. O Mother of Jesus and my Mother, let me dwell with you, cling to you, and love you with ever-increasing love. I promise the honor, love, and trust of a child. Give me a mother's protection, for I need your watchful care. You know better than any other the thoughts and desires of the Sacred Heart. Keep constantly before my mind the same thoughts, the same desires, that my heart may be filled with zeal for the interests of the Sacred Heart of your Divine Son. Instill in me a love of all that is noble, that I may no longer be easily turned to selfishness. Heal me, dearest Mother. Lead me, dearest Mother, to acquire the virtues that God wants of me, to forget myself always, to work solely for Him without fear of sacrifice. I shall always rely on your help to be what Jesus wants me to be. I am His, I am yours, my good Mother. Give me each day your holy and maternal blessing until my last evening on earth, when your Immaculate Heart will present me to the heart of Jesus in heaven, there to love and bless you and your Divine Son for all eternity. Thus ends those words of the prayer of Blessed John Henry Newman. At this symposium, then, let us rejoice in this heart speak of divine love. Cor ad cor loquitur.
Thank you, Father James. Our first speaker is the Reverend Dr. John Ford, Priest of the Holy Cross, who has been teaching at Catholic University for many years, has published a number of books, but is known very well for being the editor of the Newman Studies Journal, as well as Hispanic Ministry in the Washington Archdiocese. His first talk is titled, Newman's Reasonable Approach to Faith, and to give you Father Ford.